Pennsylvania is still grappling with the legacy of the 2020 election more than 2 years later. Recent contests in the swing state have become hotbeds for election deniers and misinformation, and many local officials are concerned about how that could affect upcoming elections, including next year's presidential race. NPR's Hansi-Lo Wong reports.
It's been 27 months since President Biden won the 2020 election, including in the Philadelphia suburb of Delaware County, Pennsylvania. But for the county solicitor, William Martin, that election is not over yet.
Is Delaware County still dealing with lawsuits over the 2020 election results?
Yes.
In 2023?
Yes.
There are those lawsuits alleging election fraud with no substantial evidence. And there's the ongoing criticism that Martin and county election officials have had to face during public meetings.
I am profoundly offended to listen to baseless allegations of fraud against me and against other county workers.
At a county council meeting a month ago, Martin hit a breaking point.
It's time to put up or shut up. If you think there is fraud, sue me. Sue me. Sue me personally.
About 3 hours away in central Pennsylvania.
This has got very heated and not necessarily should be that way.
Lycoming County Commissioner Scott Metzger urged residents to be peaceful during a public meeting held last month about a hand recount of ballots from 2020.
If you are here to get in anyone's face or intimidate someone, you're in the wrong room.
Lycoming County election officials found no significant difference between the recount and their original tallies. Still, many election watchers are bracing for more misinformation from election deniers.
Those counties are dealing with people who, over and over, no matter how many times they've seen the evidence of the integrity of the election, continue to come and yell and be insulting and you know, maybe slightly less than before, but those pressures are absolutely still there.
That was Lisa Schaefer, who's the executive director of the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania. Schaefer says the reach election deniers have through social media has made it especially hard to fight off misinformation. And a lot of it is based on a state law that started allowing all voters in Pennsylvania to vote by mail in time for the 2020 election.
The fact that that was such a significant change for Pennsylvania all at once, that's where a lot of the attention has been focused.
Mail-in voting has been a partisan flashpoint in the state, with many Republicans attacking a way of voting that they once supported.
You know, we're a purple state, so it makes for a bit of a contentious conversation at times around democracy.
And it can get particularly contentious when there's a chance to swing Pennsylvania into the red or blue column, says Khalif Ali, executive director of the advocacy group Common Cause Pennsylvania. There was a sign of hope, according to Susan Gobreski of the League of Women Voters of Pennsylvania. In last year's midterm elections, the state's most high-profile election denier, who was a Republican candidate for governor, lost.
I think people reacted to the misinformation that was out there by showing up, and I think that's a really good sign.
But back in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, William Martin, the county solicitor, does not sound as optimistic.
Where do you think this is going?
I'm not sure that I see any significant breakpoint or change that's likely to occur in the next several years.
The one exception, Martin says, would be if more Republicans in Pennsylvania start publicly embracing mail-in voting as a way to vote that's just as valid as showing up in person at the polls. Hansi-Lo Wong, NPR News.